Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another episode of the Let's Kill It podcast. We are so excited to be back here, and today we are back with another banger. And the topic of discussion is how to be seen as an industry expert and charge like one too, even if you are new to the business. So if you are an entrepreneur, especially a service-based entrepreneur, whether you are entirely new and you're starting up your business, or whether you already have a business running for 3 years, 5 years, even 10 years, but you just feel like something is missing. You feel like, you know what, I'm putting forward something that is so good, an offer that is so good, a product that is so great, service that is exceptional, but no one really seems to see me as an industry expert. If that's where you're sort of struggling, even if you already have an established business, then this episode will be for you. So I want to start off just by really looking at, you know, when we talk about an industry expert, what an industry expert is not, right? And, you know, the world is a small place, especially online, right? And you sometimes hear things like, hey, you know what? That's someone you definitely want to avoid, like a plague, like do not work with her. Or like, hey, you know what? That guy, I'm just not sure about him. I wouldn't work with him. There really is no way to destroy your reputation faster than bad words being said about you in a room. Whether this room is virtual, whether it's in a networking session, whether it's online, whether it's offline, it doesn't matter. But there really is no faster way to destroy your reputation than when other people don't have good things to say about you. In a room, especially when you're not there. However, the opposite is also true. And what this is that there is no better marketing than someone else saying something good about you, especially in a room where you're not even present. So while having bad things said about you in a room where you're not present could destroy your reputation, the opposite is also true, where nothing uplifts you, nothing showcases you in a better light than other people around you, especially credible, trusted, respected people saying great stuff about you, especially when you're not even there. And I know what you might be thinking. You might be thinking like, oh, you know what, but Janice, I don't really have, you know, a lot of people that I know. I don't really at this point have, you know, tons of people coming to me, telling me and telling other people how great I am every single day. So if this is the case, and if I don't have tons of people coming to me every single day telling other people how great I am, then how can I possibly showcase this to build my credibility and to build my reputation? Right? So if you're not someone who already has great things said about them, or, you know, you have great things said about you, but that's like once a year, once in a blue moon. And you just feel like, you know what, my network, my brand, my reputation out there, it's not bad, but it's sort of non-existent, right? And so if this is the case and you don't really get high quality people referring you to high quality clients, talking about you, lifting you up, then you really want to start thinking about how you can change that. And well, first, you want to have a good think about who are these people? Who are these people that could actually lift you up? Who are these people that in a room could have good stuff to say about you, right? I mean, there are billions of people on this planet. So if I want to start building this, I want to start by being aware of who are the actual people who could be advocates of me, who could be advocates of my business behind the scenes, even when I'm not there, right? So I really want to break it down into tangible categories for you guys. And I want to break it down into specifically three different categories, okay? And so the first group of people that I want to talk about who could be your brand and business advocates are your clients. These are people who have paid you, right? These are people who have experienced you. They have voted with their wallets. They have paid you for your offer or service or product. And this is important here, not only did they pay you and vote with their wallets, but after paying you and after that exchange of money for value, they still have good things to say about you, meaning like they had a really good experience. They maybe even had an experience that exceeded their expectations, which is why they now have good things to say, right? And this is obviously the strongest testament to your offer, which is someone who has put their money on you, paid for it, got the offer, and still left feeling like the money was the best that they have ever spent, right? And so these are going to be your highest level advocates, because they have been there, done that, experienced the thing, and came out raving about it, right? This is quite different from someone who just says, oh, you're great, but like have never voted with their wallets, right? Like, oh, this pasta restaurant is great. Oh, have you eaten there before? Oh, no, I've never spent money there before. That's a little weird. And that's a little different and very different, in fact, from someone who tells you, hey, that pasta there is the best in this country, and we go there every week. You know what? In fact, I just brought my family there yesterday, and it is a little pricey, but it is the best in the restaurant. You know, you have my word for it, and I'm continuing to be a repeat customer every single week, every single month, right? That's very, very different. So clients, when they vouch for you, they come with a high level of credibility. And this is the most important part, because people don't want to hear fake reviews, right? People don't want to hear contrived statements, or people don't want to hear flattery just because you know this person, then you say their business is good. And that's why voting with your bank account and voting with your wallet, aka being a paid client, has such a strong credibility level behind this recommendation and behind this referral. So what does this have to do with your business now is that if you have clients who just come and leave and they come and leave, and you don't have anything in place on how to keep this client sticky, how to keep these clients with you, how to keep your business at the top of mind, whether it's a referral program, whether it's a client continuity program, you really want to sit down, and it's worth even taking half a day to really start thinking about, well, how else can I keep myself? How else can I keep my business at the top of mind with this obvious group of people who already paid me and had a great experience doing that? It should be a very natural extension of this client's association with you, your business, and your brand, right? But you have to have systems in place for that. It's not just going to naturally happen, just like anything else worth having, right? So if you don't have a system in place for client referrals, client continuity, it's worth thinking about that right now. Well, at least after this episode. So make a little note there to get back to this. The second group of people I want to talk about is what I call not yet clients. So these are people who maybe they've experienced you, right? They've experienced your content. Maybe they've experienced your front of funnel. They might have experienced a free ebook. They might have experienced a freebie that you have. But for some reason, they did not decide to work with you, at least not at that specific time, right? And so what do most business owners do? What do most entrepreneurs do? Most people, they just leave it there and like forget about this person's existence, right? Or they leave it there. They're like, okay, I'll think about it. And you're like, okay, great. And then you just leave it there. And maybe it's like a year or two later that you follow up. But don't forget, you shouldn't have that much of a lag time. Why? Because people who have experienced you could still tell others about their experience with you. Like, if genuinely you met a great client, right? But for whatever reason, now it's not the right time, or genuinely for whatever reason, this is just not the right season for them to make this investment with you. But they're an ideal client. You could see yourself working with them. You could see yourself really adding value to someone like them. Don't forget, people know other people who are just like themselves. So even if now is genuinely the right time for this specific person, they could very well know one person, two people, five other people who are exactly like them, who they could tell about their experience with you, who they could tell about your expertise, who they could tell and share more with about your business and what your offers are, right? So don't let the money be lost in your lack of follow-up with these quote-unquote not yet clients. So you would just want to have a little think about it, right? Have a little think about it. If someone said XXX, aka you, this person is the most non-salesy person I've ever met. You know, I left that meeting so wowed. And even though we didn't end up working together, this person never ever sold me. They never ever gave me the feeling of hard salesiness. And I would really, really love to work with them given the opportunity. Imagine someone, let's say person A, they came off the call with you. And they said this to their friend, person B. How powerful would this be for you and your business, right? How much would this incentivize that next client, that next referral to jump on an exploratory meeting with you, to jump on a discovery call with you, to jump on an inquiry meeting with you, right? Because the vote of confidence of an ideal client, a high quality person, even if they didn't end up working with you, the vote of confidence from this high quality person just saying, hey, you are the most non-salesy person I've ever met. You know what? I left that meeting so wild. We didn't end up working together, but I was so amazed at their level of depth, their level of knowledge, their expertise, their professionalism. I would love to be working with this person. You should totally talk to this person. And they tell that to their friend with this level of conviction. Imagine how much more money you would be making. Imagine how much more referrals you would be making. And these are not even cold leads. They are not even warm leads. These are piping hot leads because the level of authority and the level of buy-in is so high that before they ever even meet you, they're kind of already more than 70% sold into you. And so if you do not pay attention to this group of people called your not yet clients, you are 1,000% leaving money on the table. And that's something you want to leave a huge question mark in, as in, why am I not paying attention to this group of people, right? And remember, as an additional point here that I want to make, is that on top of being able to refer people to you with such a high level of conviction, this particular not yet client could also come to you half a year later, a whole year later, it doesn't matter, but they already bought into you. And so if they refer someone to you, plus they come back later in the business, imagine how much additional revenue that would add into your business, especially if you're in the high ticket space, right? Which is where a lot of my clients want to be. A lot of my clients are service-based entrepreneurs who want to sell to high net worth individuals, who want to sell high ticket offers. And so if each deal that you make, if each sale that you make is bringing you in five figures, this is a multiple five-figure deal just with this one person that you are leaving on the table. So let that sit with you a little bit and ask yourself some follow-up questions on what can I do better in my follow-ups with these not yet clients? What can I do better to build and enhance and strengthen my relationship with this group of people? Okay, now the third and final group I want to talk about in today's episode are the non-clients. Right? So these are people who are not your clients, have not paid you, and maybe will never pay you, right? These are people who perhaps they will never be clients because they do not fall under your target audience, or they do not fall under people that could benefit from your offer. So for example, if you are, you know, someone who does braces or Invisalign, like you're an aesthetic-focused dentistry clinic, okay? And this person already has perfectly straight teeth, they're not going to end up being your client, right? So it doesn't mean that they are a bad individual or they're lower quality. This could be a very high net worth, high quality individual. They just are not your client because they don't fall under having a problem where you could solve. Or they don't fall under having issues where whatever you're offering could be the solution, right? However, if they cross paths with you and they personally like you and they personally think you're the most knowledgeable and the most likable person in your space, you better still believe they'll be the first to refer someone they know to you, right? So if I have perfectly straight teeth and you as a business owner, you do braces or you do Invisalign to straighten people's teeth, but I already have perfectly straight teeth, I'm not going to be your client. But you know what? My sister's been looking to fix her teeth. And if I feel like you are the most knowledgeable, most likable, most non-salesy, most professional person I know in your space, I'm going to be like, the next time I see my sister, I'm going to be like, hey, you should go to this clinic. You should talk to this person, right? And these non-clients could still be a really, really strong source of business referral. But a lot of you guys would just dismiss them as, oh, this person is never going to be my client. I only care about those people who can be my clients. So you completely dismiss them. And as a result of this, you could be leaving significant money on the table without even knowing it, right? So this is an area where I especially want you guys to pay attention to and just give a little thought to that, right? So the three categories that we just talked about here are clients, number one, which is the first group, clients, which are people who have experienced you, paid you, and, you know, have put your money where their mouth is and obviously have a good experience. Second group are not yet clients. These are people who could have been clients or maybe will be clients in the near future, but not yet, right? However, they might come back and they also might know a lot of other people similar to themselves, making them a very strong source of referral and also advocates for your business. The third group are non-clients. So these can be fantastic individuals that are just not a good fit for what you have to offer. And so clients, not yet clients, and non-clients, all three groups are really fantastic streams of people that you have met before, whether virtually or in person, that can help to be your brand advocates, that can help to talk about your business in the marketplace to other people, right? And who can advocate for your brand, your business, your offer, your services, your products at any given point in time, right? So the more people are out there advocating for you, the more people are out there raving about your business, the more people are out there sharing their fantastic experiences, having paid and experience whatever you have to offer, the more and more you will be seen as an industry expert. And going back to the title of this video, which is how to be seen as an industry expert and charge like one, is the more people you have out there in the marketplace talking about how great you are, talking about how you are the best investment ever, talking about how, you know, take their word for it, you won't regret working with this person, the more you're able to foster authority, respect, and be seen as a specialist and industry expert. And when you reach that level of being respected as the one in the industry, you are then able to raise your prices. You are then able to start selling higher and higher ticket offers. You are then able to curate higher, more exclusive, more private type of intimate experiences, more high quality kind of offers that people are willing to pay for. So my bottom line that I want to share with you is that if you are genuinely good with a great product, a great offer, and a great experience, there really is no reason why every single interaction you have with someone, whether they are going to be a client, a non-client, or a not-yet-client, there's no reason why every single interaction you have cannot become a net ROI for you and your business. ROI's return for investment, by the way. I got this question once on one of my podcasts, so I thought I should just clarify in every episode. But yes, there is no reason why every single interaction you have can't be an asset for your business in some way. And so that's something to think about because a lot of times we get so stuck in the nitty-gritty, we get so stuck in, oh, I need new leads, that we don't realize that there's so much money sitting on the table already that is available to us that we're not even going out there and utilizing, right? And if you are someone today that you are a business owner, you are an entrepreneur, especially an entrepreneur who is service-based and you want to build your business in a more sustainable way, you want to continue making your multiple six figures, even seven figures, you really want to increase your credibility in your industry and be seen as a market leader, I have two words for you. Be intentional. And if you're not sure how to do it, you're not sure where to start, you're not exactly sure what's the first next step that you should be doing, you can always drop me a message if you have a specific question. But if you know today that as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, I want to get in front of the right people, I'm not being seen in front of the right people, or at least as much as I would like, because I know I have something so good to offer. I know my service is like the best. I know there's something unique about me and my business, but just somehow I'm not getting noticed by the right people. Somehow I keep attracting people who, quote unquote, can't afford it. Somehow people with authority, my high ticket clients, they're not noticing me. If this is you, then let's chat, because what I do in my work with my one-on-one clients is exactly this. Help you build authority in your industry and create a situation where you end up having reverse attraction, meaning instead of you desperately, salesily chasing after your dream clients, they actually come to you. They actually come to your inbox. They actually come to you and say, hey, I've been noticing your work. I really like this about you and your business. I really like the way you think. Can I find out more? And that is a dream state for a lot of entrepreneurs, but it doesn't come for free. Your brand, your reputation is an asset for your business that can bring in so much net returns on investment, but you have to build it with your content. You have to build it with your online credibility. You have to build it step by step, content by content, piece by piece, strategically with what you're putting out there as well, in terms of what you're putting out there on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on whatever platforms, on social media, right? So if you don't know where to start and you really want to create a situation where you can attract higher ticket clients, higher level buyers, and obviously more profit without feeling cringy, without feeling salesy, and you don't really want to create an account just for fun, but for making money, then I'll help you build a brand online on social media that gets you seen by your dream clients, and most importantly, gets you paid.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.